one of the most powerful features of your BrailleNote Apex is the ability to access help in a variety of ways. Remember, at any time, you can get context-sensitive help by pressing space with H on a BT keyboard or the help key on a QT model. You can also select Keyboard Learn from the main menu. This area within Keysoft is a great way to familiarize yourself with the keyboard layout and quick key commands available at any point within Keysoft. In the Keyboard Learn area, Keysoft displays the function of the keys and the key combinations that are always available. For example, pressing Enter with T on a BT keyboard or Function with T on a QT model would give the response display the time. When you've finished exploring your BrailleNote in this area, you can exit the Keyboard Learn by pressing space with E on a BT keyboard or the Escape key on a QT keyboard. The user's guide is built in to Keysoft, so you can access that information anywhere or anytime you want. You can look up items through the table of contents or index. Alternatively, the user's guide is available in several PC-friendly formats on the BrailleNote Companion CD that shipped with your unit. This gives you the option of working through the chapter, trying things out on the BrailleNote while reading the user's guide on the PC. Now, you can access the user's guide in one of two ways in Keysoft. First, you can access it via the Options menu, which is space with O on a BT, or Function with O on a QT keyboard, followed by the letter U for User's Guide. We can also access the guide via a quick key command sequence on a BT keyboard. This would be Enter, Backspace, and H all at the same time. On a QT keyboard, this would be the read key and the help key at the same time. You can then look up information through the table of contents or index. Read the item you want, then jump back to the table of contents, or if you want to exit out completely, you can do that. And Keysoft will then return you to the original place that you executed the command. If this is the first time that you're accessing the electronic user's guide in Keysoft, you'll be presented with a prompt that says, look up table of contents or index. To select the table of contents, simply press the letter T, or to select the index, press the letter I. Keysoft will then confirm your selection. If you have accessed the user's guide previously, the BrailleNote Apex will then prompt you continue reading from wherever the topic was that you previously looked up. If you say yes, then you're placed back in that topic area that you had been reading. If you say no or press N for no, then you're placed back at the table of contents or index prompt. The table of contents and index are alphabetical. To review the list, just like any other Keysoft menu or list items, press space to move down or backspace to move up. To jump to the items starting with that particular letter, type that letter. Once the desired item has been found, simply press enter to select it. If the item has a subindex, just simply repeat the steps as discussed previously. Once you have entered the user's guide at the topic that you wish to learn more about, you can use some of the following reading commands to help you move through the content. To read the start of the previous sentence, press space with dot one on a BT or read with U on a QT. To read the start of the current sentence, press space with dots 1-4 on a BT or read with the letter I key on a QT keyboard. To read from the start of the next sentence, press space with dot 4 on a BT or read with O on a QT keyboard. To read from the start of the previous paragraph, press space with dots 2-3 on a BT keyboard, or read with the number 7 key on a QT keyboard. To read the current paragraph, press space with dots 2-3-5-6 on a BT, or read with the number 8 key on the QT keyboard. To read from the start of the next paragraph, press space with dots 5-6 on a BT keyboard, or read with number 9 key on a QT. To skip back one section, press space with dots 1-2-3 on a BT, or read with T on a QT keyboard. To advance one section, press space with dots 4-5-6 on a BT keyboard, or read with B on a QT keyboard. To go back to the table of contents or index, simply press the backspace key. To exit the user's guide and return to your original place within Keysoft, press space with E on a BT keyboard or the escape key on QT. To continuously read the section of the user's guide using the speech, first, go to the selection that you would like via the table of contents or the index as discussed above. Then press spacebar with G on a BT keyboard or read with G on a QT model. To pause the reading, press backspace with enter. You can issue the review commands while reading is in progress or after it has been stopped. If you give a command while reading is in progress, reading begins from the new position. This provides actually a very easy and convenient method of quickly panning through the section of the user's guide. If you're reading continuously, you are able to just jump forward or backwards through the items as you're moving, either by sentence, paragraph, or even entire sections. To read the user's guide continuously from the Braille display, you can select your starting point as we previously discussed, and then on a BT keyboard, press space with dots 1-2-4-5-6, or read with shift with the G key on a QT keyboard. To stop the Braille display from advancing, press the previous and next thumb keys at the same time. You can adjust the refresh rate at which the Braille display advances by pressing the previous thumb key to slow it down and the next thumb key to speed up the refresh rate.